First of all, I want to say how tremendously happy I am to be in a place which is a temple in Belgrade.
Excuse me, I can hear you. Sorry.
It is so nice for me. It is so nice, really, to establish a temple in Belgrade where the regular worship of the Lord can take place and where also the regular reading of the Bhagavatam can be made. And I think we should all support Jai Satchinandan Prabhu and then maybe other devotees I do not yet know who are staying here in their noble efforts to establish such a regular worship of the Lord. That will be for our benefit also. Most of us are congregational devotees in the sense of that we don't live in a temple. But it is very, very good if we can be connected to a temple, and those of us who have Brahman initiation, that they can sometimes come and worship the deities in the temple and give maybe lectures in the temple. It's very, very good for spreading Krishna consciousness and for being in Krishna consciousness. And I feel a great relief in my heart. Find that this is here and good. I would now like to draw our attention to this particular section of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which describes to us in 5 verses how we can actually become Krishna conscious in our lives. It is said that these 5 verses of which we are reading now the first verse is really telling us the secret how our process in Krishna consciousness or our execution of bhakti yoga can become successful. Let us again read the verse, this time in English. With sword in hand, sword means machka, I believe. Yes? Much, yes. With sword in hand, intelligent men cut through the binding knots of reactionary work or karma by remembering the personality of Godhead. Therefore, who will not pay attention to his message? In Europe, there is one very powerful narrative which really has formed the basis of the spiritual thinking of the Europeans, and which is also the father of works like The Lord of Rings, which have very much fascinated both the non-devotee audience as well as the devotee audience. That legend, which is told in many, many versions, is the legend of King Arthur, who came at a very important time of in Europe, when he made the connection of man to the higher beings, ultimately to God. That connection had been disrupted, the legend tells us, mostly by the invasion of non-believing people. Now there was no connection between heaven and earth. Arthur came together with his knights. How do we say knights?
Vitez.
The Vitez, yes. So again, establish this connection by ultimately finding the Holy Grail. One of his knights found the Holy Grail, which was given by God to mankind in order to feel his presence. It's something like deity worship, but very covered and very in the beginning states. Now, in order to do his difficult work, he needed one much. It has a name, Excalibur, and it was given to him by the heavenly beings so that he could be successful in his difficult task to unify man and God. As I'm saying, I'm interpreting a little bit the Artus legend. It is what I have said is there, and people who know it can recognize it, but it's there in a very covered way. So here in the Bhagavatam, we hear also of a match, a sword which we need in order to fight against Maya and again re-establish our connection with Krishna. If you study very, very carefully the philosophy of the Bhagavatam and then compare it with other attempts, the European attempt, for instance, or the Indonesian attempt to connect with God, you will actually find that the most clearest perspective is given in the Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada was once asked, if you say that everything is in the Bhagavatam, everything spiritual, where's John, Saint John of Arc? It's a woman saint of medieval France. I think Gaura Hari would be able to know a little bit of her. Prabhupada says, yes, she's also in the Bhagavatam. Because really, all God consciousness in its purest form can be found in the Bhagavatam. And therefore, wherever we find some traces, this means small hints of God consciousness, you will find the pure origin of these hints or traces in the very, very pure philosophy of the Bhagavatam. So the Bhagavatam here tells us of one sword which we need to cut through the darkness. It's so mystical, huh? Sorry to hear this. What is that word? It is remembrance of Lord Krishna, of God. If you remember Krishna, if you remember the Lord, you will be successful in overcoming Maya. But if you are not remembering Krishna, it will be very, very difficult for you to overcome Maya. There is a verse which is chanted by many Bhagavatam reciters, and it means, by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, a blind man can see the stars in the heaven. The same verse is used in relationship to the Guru. By the mercy of the spiritual master, a blind man can see the sky, the stars in the heavens. So this wonderful instrument or tool to remember Krishna. This is like a sword which can cut our bondage. If we would look at every one of you in a philosophical way, there would be ropes around us, ropes of karma, which restrict our free movements. I think you all know this from your own experience, that so many times you might have desired to act in a more Krishna conscious way, but you found yourself in situations which were an obstacle to your free movement in Krishna consciousness. And much of this bondage is the karma granta, the knot of our karma. I remember in having talked with many devotees who sat with tears in their eyes before me and said, "Yes, Maharaj, we want to act the way you say, and the way we want to act the way we have heard from our other devotees. We want to follow Prabhupada's path, but it is so hard for us. We are not yet on the highest level of our Krishna consciousness, and we are bound people, bound by our karma, bound by the reactions to what we have done before. So there is a way to cut these ropes which are limiting our freedom, and that is to remember Krishna. This is what the verse here is saying. Yat anudyasina. Anudya means remembrance, and asina is a Sanskrit word for much or sword. By this sword of remembrance of Krishna, you can actually change your life. You can become Slobodan. It is possible. It is possible. So this verse says that two types of people will take up this much. Kovida, that means those who are wise, and those who are yukta. Srila Jiva Goswami says yukta means self-controlled. They are in control of their mind especially. Two types of devotees can remember Krishna and not forget him. Those who have intelligence, and intelligence is defined as being able to discriminate between what is good for our spiritual life and what is not good for our spiritual life. And secondly, those who have controlled their restless minds, who are yukta. Yukta means also connected. They can remember Krishna. Those who are, how do you say, normalni osabas, like us, who are not so intelligent, who don't have such a power of discrimination, and who are maybe not able to control their minds and their emotions, for them it will be difficult to remember Krishna. I think we all have made this experience, isn't it? We are sometimes not able to control our mind, and we are also not always intelligent to discriminate between what is good and what is bad. But the Bhagavatam offers a solution. The Bhagavatam says, "Oh, I can't believe it, I'm using a computer in my old age. What happened? Madhva Muni, you have You've influenced me. The next verse of the Bhagavatam will tell a solution to those who are not kovida, who are not wise in the sense that they can discriminate between the spiritual and the material reality, and who are not self-controlled. It's a very good solution, and I think you will like this solution very much. Shushushro Sharadanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi Syan Mahatsevaya Vipra Punyatirta Nishevanat. It's the next verse that I must say to you. O twice born sages, O devotees of Beograd, by serving those devotees who are completely freed from all vice, great service is done. By such service, one gains an affinity. Affinity means something like ukost, for hearing the messages of Vasudev. See, if you want to remember Krishna, you first have to like Krishna. Our problem is we like so many things which are not Krishna. We like maybe our old music. We like maybe, I don't know, what do we like? Every conditioned soul has, it is said, has in every cell of his body the urge of amor. Amor means amore or lubov. So that is an indication what we like as conditioned souls. And that's why we think always of these things, because we like them. Whatever you like and whatever you hate, you always think of it. If you like it or if you hate it strong enough, you think of it all the time. Our problem is in relationship to Krishna. He is still a distant object for us. Unfortunately. So we need to do something. We need to learn to like Krishna. And this verse says how to do it. We should serve those devotees who are completely freed from all vice. Great service is done by this, and by such service you get a affinity. Affinity means yes, this ruchi, the Sanskrit word is ruchi or taste, to serve Krishna. Jiva Goswami has written this epos Bhakti Sandarbha, which Prabhupada has quoted many times in his purports. And Jiva Goswami says, the greatest problem for the conditioned soul is that he has turned away from Krishna. And as a result of turning away from Krishna, he is overwhelmed by strach, by fear. If you want to use another word for strach, you could say also anxiety. Will this work out? Will this come true? Will I be successful? How will it work? And so on. Worries, you can also say. The only spring air means oxygen air. Yes, Vaishnava Dasi? Nandalalaya. Nandalaya. You are the true friend of us. Please open the window. Because I see some of you start struggling. I was so often in your position in lectures, and I know it gets so philosophical and we are tired, we go like, ah, and it's a torture. I have been in many lectures When you sit here, it's easy because you think and you are enthusiastic. You know what you want to say. But when you're sitting down, it's not always easy. So let us invite oxygen. Yeah. Very good. So it's very interesting how Jiva Goswami says we can meet devotees. It's very, very interesting. He says, he quotes Krishna from the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam, who describes where we can find devotees. Where can we find such people? And Krishna says, devotees usually reside in the holy places of pilgrimage. Vrindavan, Mayapur, Hardwar, Rishikesh, Vanarikashram, so many are there. Devotees of Lord Narayan are there. South India, so many. And he says, when an ordinary man comes to these holy places, he will meet those devotees. And then he will most properly hear from them how they talk. And they will talk to each other. Have you read this in the Shastra? What are they so excited about? Shastra, what is that? You know, and then he will think, I will also get a Shastra. And I will read also. It seems to be interesting. They're having a good time. They are so fired up. Devotee means you please Slujati. Devotee means they are so fired up about Krishna. They have a taste in Krishna consciousness, and when ordinary people meet them, they feel like, let me hear. You might have seen this also. You may not talk about Krishna consciousness, but someone who meets you, ask them, there's something different about you I can feel. Please tell me. In Zagreb, there is one firm which is mostly operated by devotees. It's a finance consulting firm. You know, people who cannot understand the complicated laws, how to invest and how to not invest, they call this financing firm. And one of the chief is of this is Gachanti. She was initiated a long time ago, and she works with Govinda Nandan. And when the people they are very rich Croatians usually. Talk with them after they have finished the talk. They say, I'm sorry you have given me good financial advice, but I want another advice. You seem to be so different. What is with you? Something special is with you? What are your favorite books? What movies do you look? You know, they ask such innocent questions to find out who are these people. And then, no movies, and also not ordinary books. I'm reading the Bhagavad Gita. Wow, they say, what is that? Because they have met these devotees who have some ukust, some taste in them. They now want to also find out, how can I also find out your secret, you know. Hare Krishna. I remember once I was in finished with the TV in Belgrade. We had some program there. And then the journalist very innocently came to me. You always smile. At that time I was still innocent and pure, and I always smile. I was like Sri Hari. You always smile. What is your tiny? What is your secret? I need to smile also on the TV, but I just can't do it. some exercises you do? and I said, no, it comes from inside. Oh, really? Inside? What is inside? Sedi. And yes, I'm Sedi. And he wanted to sincerely know, you know, what is. So Jiva Goswami said, we must meet devotees. This is very important. And he describes almost as if the devotees are a rare species, where you have to travel to the Antarctic to find them. You must go to the holy places, and there you find them. And then you must do some slujba to them, some service, because then you come close to them. This is how Jiva Goswami rationalizes. And you get some blagoslav, some, and you get infected with this taste for Krishna. You also want to know, I am Krishna. I want to also know what this, what Krishna is. This is how your spiritual life starts. And you must hear from these devotees. Now Jiva Goswami describes the type of devotees we should hear from. He says the devotees, and so that it is quickly effective, your spiritual life. They should be realized in what they talk. He says, the devotees naturally talk among themselves about the Lord. And a person who comes in contact with them develops a desire to hear, thinking, what are they discussing? Let me hear. Let me also hear. This is how you develop a taste for Krishna. For Krishna Katha. The match is there. Much means you remember Krishna and never forget him. Smartavyam satatam Vishnu vismartavya na jatu shit. To always remember Krishna and never forget. That is the goal of all rules and regulations. But you will remember Krishna only if you have a taste to hear about him. And Rupa Goswami describes that the moment in material life, our taste is unfortunately not there. He gives an example, someone who is, he says the person is covered by ignorance, and this ignorance makes him to have a taste in ignorant things, and to have a taste on, not in Krishna. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he says, this is the main problem. To have a taste in other things than Krishna. It's the main problem. Hare Krishna, Syamamayi. This is very... Why is it the main problem? Because you have turned away from Krishna, and that's why you're in the material world, going through samsara, and you have to now somehow bring yourself to again turn towards Krishna. And if we always are attracted to other things than Krishna, you know, Sudarshan, what this means. Then we are just not so inspired to and lectures. Oh, again, so boring. We feel like this. It's like someone who is covered by jaundice. How do we say jaundice?
Jutitsa.
Yes, the jutitsa. He just cannot taste any sweet things. It's just not giving a taste. Hare Krishna. So therefore we go to devotees and we serve them. Can I do some service? When the devotees we should serve them as also our, when we are in the Grihastha ashram, we should serve the brahmacharis. Can I wash clothes? Can I help you in some ways for your service? Krishna, please give a lecture so that I become enlightened. Can I support your preaching, please? Tell us what you need, and so on. This is very important. Then, if they are proper devotees, then we will make so much advancement by this. So, okay. So then, we go to the next verse now. It's our last verse for today. Yeah, our Prabhupada writes, I can't believe it. I'm using the computer and it works. Oh, Krishna. This is so easy, actually. Prabhupada talks about the powerful messages. I just have to find it for you. Anyways, it's much better to have a book in the head here. No? And well, it's not here. I made a mistake. But Prabhupada says, the servants of God come to propagate God consciousness. And intelligent people should cooperate with them in every respect. And then he says, by serving the servants of the Lord, one gradually gets the quality of such servants. Yeah, you get the quality of those whom you serve. When you serve materialistic people, you get material qualities. If you serve devotees, yeah, you get spiritual qualities. And thus one becomes qualified to hear the glories of the Lord. What it means is you get an eagerness. The eagerness to hear about God is the first qualification of a devotee who is eligible. Eligible means something like qualified for entering the kingdom of God. So then when you hear these powerful messages about Krishna, it doesn't work. I want to find something, but when I have a book, I find it immediately. But with a computer, no, I will not. I will stay with books, not with computers. As you hear about Krishna, it said it's a powerful message. What is the power of this hearing? The power is that Lord Krishna, who is situated in the heart, becomes all of a sudden active in your own spiritual advancement. It says, Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, super soul in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee, who has developed the urge to hear the messages which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. See, Lord Krishna comes and he helps you in a very, very specific way. What he does is he uproots these unwanted desires from the heart, which always turn us in the wrong direction. Do you know this? These desires which you have, and you seem to not be able to help yourself. They are just there. Ugh, and you feel, my life would be so good if I wouldn't have these desires. Don't we all know this? We desire something very strongly, and we know some desires are like this. We just can't suppress them. We want to do this, and then finally we just do it. And we already know, better I do it than I have peace, and you know, for some time before the next desire comes. This is a problem of the conditioned soul. We have turned away of Krishna. Now we have these desires in our heart, and what to do with them? You know, do you know what I'm speaking about, or am I the only person who knows about this? I'm getting a complex here. Maybe I'm the only fallen soul in this assembly this morning. Krishna, when he sees that you are listening to him from his devotees, he will personally just take these desires, and they are no longer there. Mir. Finally, Mir. Mir means peace. Yes, good. So, This is what Krishna does for you. If you hear from devotees about the spiritual subject matter, this is why it's so powerful. No psychologist, psychotherapeutic super method can help you to become free from these desires which bind you to the material world. But if you, but Krishna can help. Krishna is stronger. he becomes active in the heart, and he helps you so that you can finally turn your head against towards him. This is Krishna's milas. Someone who has Krishna's milas is free from these desires. And how will he get this particular milas from Krishna? He needs to hear about Krishna, so that he gets the ukus, the taste in Krishna. And finally, when he has the taste in Krishna, he will get his much. This we should tell our ninja. You need a much which can help you to cut away from karmas. Yes, I'm Slobodan. And then you can move on. So we will now hear directly about Krishna. The therapy is opened. First lesson. Once all the people of Braj came to Nanda Maharaj. You say Krishna is your son? We cannot believe this. Because the son should have the qualities of the parent. Krishna has lifted the Govardhan hill for 7 days. But you can hardly lift a rock. You should be able to lift 2 mountains if he is your son. And then the color. Krishna is so Sirno. And you are so bright. How is he your son? You please give an explanation. How? I didn't. This is from Gaga Samhita. They didn't speak about genetic codex and DNS and so on. But you know, everyone knows. You know the. If your son go, even I have this question about Gaurahari, if he is your son, because he had yellow hair, fair hair. So the Vrijvasis were really. We want to know the truth. Who is your son? He cannot be your son. There is some other explanation. Nanda Maharaj said, "Slutati, I can pacify your problem. Gaga Rishi came at the name-giving ceremony. He's a Brahmana. His words we have to follow. And he said, Krishna is God. He said he had appeared previously as Rama. And then he told us one thing. He said the name should be Krishna because the K represents Kamalayana, the lotus-eyed Lord, which is Narayan. The R represents, you know, spelling. K, Kamalayana, R, Rama, he's Rama. S, Satgunapati is the Lord of 6 opulences, Bhagavan, you know. Krishna. N, Nasingha, Krishna. And A, he gave a word, Aksha. Akash, I believe, the unmanifest. Ah, said the Vrijvasis. But when the name giving ceremony was going on, we were not there. Are you satisfied to say something which no one else heard, only you? You know that the name giving ceremony had to be done in secret for good reasons. Are you satisfied with something which no one else heard? Are you satisfied? We don't believe this. Anyone can say anything. So they went and protest to Maharaj Vrishabhanu. Your son, Nanda Maharaj, should be driven out of Vrindavan. He is not trustworthy. What are you saying? Said Maharaj Vrishabhanu. He said, we also have a doubt in you. Who's your daughter? And why is she not promised? Why is no marriage arrangement made? You know, in Braj, the marriage arrangement are made at an early age. Explain. Oh, said Maharaj Vrishabhanu, I can pacify you. My daughter, Gagarishi had said, his words are to be believed. He's a Brahmana. He said, she is always coming together with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. She's Lakshmi when she is with Narayan. And she will, she's the eternal energy of Krishna. Again, such esoteric words. Then they said, if she is connected with Krishna, you should make a, now I don't know the English word, betrothal arrangement. Betrothal, you know, there's a marriage. How do we say marriage in Serbian language? Brat. Brak. And what do we say what comes before, where they promise each other?
Veritpa.
Yes. So you should make a veritpa gift. So that at least there's a chance of a proper marriage in the future. Maharaj Vrishabhanu said, okay, you are so upset. It's all right. We can do that. And he loaded an ox cart full of very, very valuable pearl necklaces and sent it to Nanda Maharaj, which meant that I have a daughter. I'm giving you now a gift, so that in the future there is a marriage taking place. And then the party who receives the gift is expected to return the gift in a bigger quantity. So Nanda Maharaj received the ox cart full of these very valuable pearls. And he went to Yashoda and said, I mean, we have nothing to return this gift. It is so precious. You know, a whole ox cart full of pearl necklaces. It's a few million dollars, you know. What to do now? And anyways, there's so much tension in Braj. Where does this tension come from? And so they talked. Krishna came into the room where all the pearls were nicely displayed on tables. And he took a few pearls. And he overheard the troubled talk of his mother and his father that they couldn't return the gift. So he ran to the fields of Braj and planted the, and put the pearls in the ground. When Nanda Maharaj came out, he looked again at the pearls. Some are missing. Who has stolen the pearls? Srihari, only Krishna can do such a thing. Only Krishna. Krishna has stolen the pearls.
he went to Krishna, have you taken pearls from here? I'm just thinking how to solve this problem. Please tell me the truth. Have you taken pearls? Yes, Father. I have planted them in the soil of Braj so that they will grow into trees, and then we can take the pearls and give a big gift back to Maharaj Vrishabhanu. Oh, Krishna. Pearls grow from oysters, not from the ground, not from the earth. Oyster? Yes. Now, show me where the pearls are. We have to dig them out of the earth so that at least we have not stolen anything from that marriage gift. Yes, Shiari? Resume? Yeah. So then Krishna went with Maharaj Nanda on the fields. And what did they see? Many big trees with pearls as big as tennis balls. Very big pearls who had grown by Krishna's milast from the trees. And immediately Nanda Maharaj was very, very happy. He loaded all the pearls, they harvested all the pearls with Krishna, who was very enthusiastic because he loved Srimati Radharani. And they filled many hundreds of kahats full. Not one, not two, not even 50, 100. It's a big quantity. And they sent them to Vashana. And when all the Brijbasis saw 100 pearls, trucks, they immediately ran to Nanda Maharaj. Where did you get the pearls from? I told you Krishna is special. He has planted them in the ground of Raj, and we have just harvested it. My son is extraordinary, I told you. He can do this. We can't do this. So be pacified. Oh yes, now we are pacified. Now we are pacified. Your son is not an ordinary son, not a biological son. He is someone we... Brijbasis don't like to think of Krishna as God. But sometimes they think he might be God, but then... No, he lives here in Braj. He is like us, you know. Hare Krishna. I wanted to, you know, we talked about Krishna Katha, so we have to do some Krishna Katha. This is necessary for us. So I want to inspire you now to do something practical out of this this point. We will continue to listen more how we will become Krishna conscious. We will listen to the other verses, but for now we should take with us into our lives it's good to win some taste in Krishna, and that we do by serving the devotees. And do you know that listening from devotees is a service? Do you know that when you sit down and listen to the Bhagavatam, you are doing actually Bhagavat Seva, and you also serve the devotees. This is how we serve devotees, by listening. Because that's what they want. They want us to hear about Krishna, and when we should serve them by listening to them. Tapes, we can listen. There is now Prabhupada's whole lectures we can find on MP3. It is possible. Or on the computer. You know, it's all there. You will see, by doing this regularly, you can solve this dilemma. Sanatana Goswami speaks about this. He says that if you come in contact with devotees and hear from them, this acts as medicine, as a powerful medicine.
Powerful medicine means you don't know how it works, but it still works. You take it inside you and it does something to you. Now we have this very good experience of the herbal medicine of Mustafa, who is a very powerful herbal medicine. And you can't understand. You drink the tea and vroom, after some time you feel like a purified... it's very powerful. So Krishna Katha is also... You may not rationally understand how it works on your heart, because it's actually inconceivable. It's deeply spiritual. What is so inconceivable is that Lord Krishna becomes pleased and he gives his mercy to you, which will help you to become free of this material desires, which are actually the disease of the soul. You know, when you see people in the advertisement, you know, one girl in bikini with a glass of Coca-Cola, you know, I drink Coca-Cola, you know, and people become very impressed, but they really only display their great diseases, material desires. People are so proud nowadays to show their diseases. You know, I have some ear problem. You know, I hear mundane music. You know, look at my ear problem. You know, I have some skin problem. I feel attached to the opposite sex. You know, look at my... Would you like to see my skin problem? You know, I have some... I have a rotten tongue, you know. I like mass or what do they eat here? And I like meat, you know. And would you like my lepra tongue? Would you like to see it? You know, they are so proud, isn't it? Just shameless, actually, to show your disease in the public. You know, no gentleman would do this. You know, just cover our... Mm-hmm. Our disease, you know, we don't just show it around, you know. Hare Krishna. This is called polemics. We are doing some polemics on material life. Shouldn't do it too often. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for listening. I've come to the end. Do we have a few questions? Hare Krishna Bali Sadachar. Yes, yes, I know, much service to do. Bali, our revolutionary. Do you have any questions? Sudarshan.
I want to ask you, why does Krishna give us independence why he give us independence? Because always we ask the questions, why are we in this world and why are we joy, why don't we don't want to surrender and go back to Godhead and like that? Because we are independent and Krishna gave us free will for that. Why he doesn't, he did not bound us for him?
Yes.
In one way I heard the answer this is some kind of rasa.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain deeply?
Why does Krishna not simply bind us to him, but gives us the independence so that we can even turn away from him? Why? The simple answer is because he loves the living entities. And I want to now give a little... You said you want to have a deeper explanation. Now I want to talk to you about now an immature father and a mature father, how he reacts in relationship to his son or his daughter. The immature parent, we find them often in Yugoslavia, they bind the children to them, so that the children cannot act independently from them. They feed them, they give them sladki kuklitsas, they give them they create a relationship of strong dependence, where the children are strongly dependent and they don't dare to do anything independently from the children. You know, this is a great problem which we hear people, children or young people come to us and say, my otats and my maika, they love me very much. I also love them, but if they find out I'm here, you know, it's a big problem. Why do parents, immature parents, do such a thing? The reason is they want to create a clone of themselves. What is a clone? It's not a clown. Clone. Do you know what is a clone? Same person. And behind it, I found a very interesting speculation or thought is because they think unconsciously I will go on living through my children. What this means is that the success of the children becomes, for instance, their own success. If my boy is a good football player and he shoots so many goals, he goes in the neighborhood, my boy was shooting so many goals, and they feel as if they were personally shooting the goals. They feel very validated. You know, they are on the phone from morning till evening. What are the news? What are the news? What are the news? Okay, thank you. My boy did this. My boy did this. They try to live through their children. Bang. This is confirmed by an angry parent. They try to live through their children. And this is only possible if the child is the same as them, has the same values, the same lifestyle, best is the same political party. And here it comes. The same religion. Orthodox. You know, very important. So they... And if the child now does something else, they can't live. I remember when I have one god brother who always tells the story how the relatives were sitting together and they were asking, where is Johannes? He was a Hare Krishna, he had become a Hare Krishna. So my god brother says, when this question came, where is Johannes, who had become a Hare Krishna, the parents were too embarrassed to say the truth. He's in a different world, you know, the Hare Krishna world. And you could only hear the scraping of the spoons on the plate. Because all their hopes to live through the children, their expansions, even to live into eternity. Don't forget, the children usually outlive the parents, if it is a natural thing, has been shattered cruelly by the bomb of the Hare Krishna movement. So, therefore, because ultimately their love to their children is a selfish love, therefore they can't give Slobodan. They always, from the beginning of their education, they reward what? Conformity, dependence, doing the same thing as they do, and when something else is done, the father will already go down and maybe give a thing on the little cheek. And the boy gets the knowledge, okay, I better do what is in the interest. And therefore, a big dependence is created in this way, Sudarshan. And what are the children who are born like this? They are insecure in life. They can never live,
You know, they always have to report back to the parents. They can never live their own life. It's a sick connection, because we are all individuals. You have to live your individual life, because you're different from your parents. You don't have exactly the same mind. Krishna. If you love your children, you should give them a good example in your education. You should give them values and so on, with which they can operate in their own life and let them free. In Vedic education, therefore, after some time, the children were sent to the guru, in the gurukul, to learn. So Krishna is not a selfish lover who binds us like that. No, he gives us independence. That was my... It's an interesting explanation, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's only one them. You can go through many... At least there's only one perspective, but I think you might like to think about this, because in a way we relate to Krishna as the Supreme Father, you know, our source, our origin, aham bija prada pita. I'm the seed giving father of all living entities. Okay, we will end here. Thank you very, very much for coming. I hope to see you this evening. We will have some very interesting discussion. So I will give a seminar. I have given the seminar in Sarajevo also, and in Ljubljana. So, because many of you are from, not many, but a good deal of you have kindly come from Sarajevo to make our hearts happy, I will think how to address the same points from a different perspective. There are always so many philosophical perspectives, so I will have to think a little, but it will be something new will be there. Please also come if you're from Sarajevo. Good. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai, Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Hari Hari Bo.